A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Miko Gemelli. Welcome to the Airbuds Podcast.
My name is Mike Benner. Who is Nico Gemelli?
Isn't that guy's name Nico Melli? What's your man's name? Francisco Melli?
I'm not sure if I know who you're talking about.
Dude, he's the fucking the little backup stretch four for the Pelicans.
Honestly, I don't think I've watched a single Pelicans game, so I'm not sure if I... Oh, wait, I know Nico Melli, I think.
Yeah, get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel self-conscious about my fucking bits, man.
I mean, it's just me. I think I'm just a little behind. That's all.
Anyway, hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi, Jamel. How are you doing?
Oh, dude, I'm doing so good. Doing so good.
That's good.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah. This is a podcast about basketball. Welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. We are without Peter. Peter Moses, our co-host. He's otherwise disposed with a family event. But, you know, Jamel and I are here for you because we, unlike Peter, care about our listeners.
When you're married, technically anything you do is a family event.
So. That's a good point. Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know what's up with him.
Guys, let's get some business out of the way up top. First of all, go to airbuds.bigcartel.com. We got some limited edition t-shirts up there. Most recently, we have our Joel Embiid, our favorite little big boy shirt. I'm so proud of it. It's art by the great Sean Muscles on Instagram. It is a celebration of Joel Embiid, whom I think after dropping 50 the other night, which we will get to, should probably be everyone's front runner for MVP. It is a shirt done of the style of the 90s caricatures and also kind of a throwback to those great 80s posters of, you know, the mailman, Karl Malone delivering mail and such. Yeah, Joel Embiid, our favorite little big boy. Yeah, I think it's a great shirt.
It's a beautiful shirt.
Airbuds.bigcartel.com.
It's way better than the Stanley Hudson shirt that Instagram keeps trying to sell me.
Wait, what? From The Office?
Yeah, somebody did a Office Stanley. Who? It's him in the windbreaker, like the, you know, in the sweatsuit. Like, but the problem is he wasn't fucking hooping, bro.
No, that's that too was ironic. The big joke. That was also like the very, dare I say, hack joke of that episode is that the black guy wasn't good at basketball.
Look, it's you could say it's hack.
It's a little hack.
I mean, how often have they even done it? How often have they done the black guy is good at basketball?
I mean, I think Daryl was good in that episode.
Daryl's good. Urkel's good.
Right. But only when he's Stefan.
No, he's only good at basketball as Urkel, actually.
Oh, okay.
Him and Larry Johnson, they won the fucking 2-on-2 tournament. You don't remember this?
Grandmama and Urkel?
Yeah, nigga, where were you?
Wait, was that an episode of Family Matters?
Yeah, fool, what?
I don't remember. Oh, we got to do that special episode, I think. We have to do an episode.
That's an amazing episode.
I don't remember it. I vaguely remember Grandmama being on Family Matters, but I don't remember there being like actual basketball.
Because it was supposed to be Urkel and Eddie, and then Eddie, like, basically they, you know, they break up, and Eddie's like, I'm not playing with no nerd. And then, like, Urkel ends up with Larry Johnson, and they win that shit. I believe Urkel puts a oop down for the win.
I love that. I love that for Urkel.
It's pretty good.
Guys, other business real quick. Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. If you want to support the Buds for $5 a month, you get bonus episodes. You get access to our Discord chat, which is always popping off with crazy discussions. We love it. We love our Patreon subscribers. And you could be loved by us if you pay us $5.
Yeah, shout out to them folks for bringing to my attention a U.S. congresswoman fucked a guy who did Zangief cosplay. means a lot to me.
You would not get that anywhere else. And then, yeah, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. If you give us a 5-star review, we will read whatever you write on the air. We're not going to do any new reviews this week. You know, giving us 5 stars really helps us. It helps us climb the charts, helps Apple feed us into people's suggestions and all that. Yeah. So,
are you not reading a new one because there aren't any new ones or because they called you a bitch again?
I'm not going to say. No, we didn't. We did get several 5-star, new 5-star ratings, but no actual written reviews. So thank you.
Which I love. Thank you for not
clicking 5 stars and bringing those numbers up.
Read your manifestos. It means a lot.
Yeah. But then again, if you want us to read whatever dumb shit you want, you got to write something. So thank you for clicking 5 stars, but got to write something if you want us to read a review. Anyways, Jamel, this is a podcast about basketball.
You don't say.
Basketball is happening.
Huh?
Mm.
Oh.
And, you know, this week, I feel like you wrote the outline. Why don't you take us away? Yeah.
Jamel Johnson, auditioning for iHeartRadio sports broadcast positions. This is my week. Since Peter's gone, I got permission to be the host. Thank you, Miguel. And now I will begin hosting.
And action.
So basketball is happening right now, Benner. Your favorite basketball team, the Philly 76ers boys.
That's the name.
They're winning games. They're winning hoop games.
They're winning some hoop games for sure. Yeah, they had a 3-game losing hoop game streak, but they're back.
Bro, Embiid, first time dropping 50.
Absolutely.
Did not occur to me.
What a night. It was so thrilling for me to watch that. I laughed. I cried. I gave a 24-hour discount, $5 off of our Joel Embiid shirt in honor of the 50 points. He's so good.
Him hitting that step back in the corner and then getting the no crowd to make some noise.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I almost cried too. It's really fun to watch when he's not doing it to your team.
It's really fun to watch him play to a crowd that isn't there. It's so
incredible,
charming, and silly. It's such a fun bit. I love it.
If you're playing against that, like if you're on the other team, and he gets a bucket, he gets an and one, and then tells a crowd that doesn't exist to make some noise, I'd be heated. That would make me want to foul him more than anything.
Yeah. For me, the moment of the game was him literally leading a 1-on-5 fast break in which he wound up Euro-stepping to an end one for the 3-point play. And I just was like, that's a fucking 7-foot-tall center. Like, that is my favorite team's center is literally... 5 defenders can't stop him from Euro stepping to the hoop. It's crazy. It's beautiful.
So tell me how y'all turned Dwight Howard into Cousins. Right here.
I don't know. I know there's a lot of chatter about it. Sixers Twitter is currently in a civil war over the sudden availability of DeMarcus Cousins. Apparently, I would love, honestly, they're on the same contract, he and Dwight, and he's just better than Dwight. So, like, if we could figure it out, sure. I don't think, I'll tell you this much, I don't think Houston is taking Dwight Howard back. So it's not going to be a straight up trade, but I don't.
Why did that make me laugh? Welcome back, Dwight Howard. Like, what? Oh my God, I'd be so upset.
If I was a Houston fan, I would be upset too.
That deal happens if John Wall is actually evil, and then this is his punishment for the crimes we don't know about.
Right. God has sentenced him to playing in Houston with Dwight Howard.
Yeah, for an eternity.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they turned Dwight Howard into Boogie. I've been busy. I haven't really been able to like try any trade machine scenarios. I'm sure the Airbuds Discord is going off with ideas.
It is a trade machine in there. Yeah.
OJ and Jake, I'm sure, are trading insane, preposterous ideas on how to get Boogie on the Sixers. But I don't know. I don't see it happening. I don't know why. I just don't feel like Boogie is a Daryl Morey kind of guy, maybe. I don't know.
What's a Daryl Morey kind of guy?
Like just a loser, like off the scrap heap that like has one good purpose.
Okay. I guess Dwight's got like three legit skills.
Yeah. I think I think Dwight is kind of a Morey guy. A guy that's like washed up but has one purpose and can be gotten for very cheap. But I think Dwight has proven to be a bad gamble.
Okay. So how do y'all turn him into Blake Griffin?
Well, Philadelphia has a burgeoning improv scene, and I think Blake just demands a trade to Philadelphia because of that.
This Blake Griffin thing is very sad to me.
How so?
Well, it was brought to my attention. I was listening to the Knuckleheads, and they were talking to Chris Webber. And Darius Miles brought to my attention, Blake Griffin, zero dunks this year.
I have heard that stat as well. That is incredibly sad. I don't know if it's
zero dunks. What were you about to say? Go ahead.
I was like, is that because he's washed or is it because he just isn't trying very hard because he wants out of Detroit?
I think it's because he's washed. I think you always dunk if you can. They went on the funniest part. I highly recommend the Chris Webber episode of Knuckleheads because they all walk back some scathing remarks about Blake Griffin. They're all just like, yo, Blake's washed, man. His fucking knees are done. And then Chris Webber's like, but, he's like, he's still making it look good, though. He's still. Like,
I love
no, he's
that.
Not.
I love that. I still have not listened to the Knuckleheads as much as it probably annoys you to hear that because you tell me to listen to it all the time. This will be my intro to it, is hearing Chris Webber get caught up and say insulting things then walk it back. I think I want to hear him squirm.
Chris Webber squirms. He says Jalen Rose's name out loud. He mentions that there was a timeout called. So, you know.
How did he mention?
Not a bad listen.
How did he talk about Jalen Rose?
Well, literally, just, you know, in terms of like, they're just like, hey, Fab Five. Crazy, huh? And he's like, yeah, you know, we're all. He just mentioned that Jalen Rose has
exists.
A career. It's it's always brought. Whenever he mentions him, it's like, you know, we all should have been killed in Chicago as teenagers, but it's very cool that we're not dead.
I've always, you know, I would be fascinated to hear him actually talk about that. I think I do enjoy Jalen Rose and Jalen and Jacoby and But one thing that has always weirded me out is just like how much like Jalen Rose kind of puts Chris Webber's like business out on Front Street. Like, it's just like very much like he's just kind of always talking about like how like, hey, Chris Webber knows, like, I want to have a relationship. It's on him. And I'm just like, why are you saying this into a podcast like that ESPN sponsors?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, I'm guessing there's two wrongs here, but I think that's Chris Webber's problem as well. He's just like, yo, what the fuck?
Right. It's like, I mean, like, it's one thing, like if just because I'm like not returning your calls doesn't mean it's okay for you to like go on ESPN and talk shit about me in a way that makes you look good too.
You go.
Yeah.
This is the line.
Yeah.
So I win 15 years when they finally speak to each other. I hope they each get $1 million for it.
Yeah, I bet they will. There's going to be Shaq and Kobe kind of like televised reunion. But
brought
like
to you by Taco Bell.
But like much less important. Like,
son.
Yeah. Two guys that never won anything kind of being like, hey, man, sorry I didn't call you back.
Hey, man, there's levels to this shit, dude. That's just what it is. Speaking of which, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Who's better, Detroit Chris Webber or Detroit Blake Griffin?
Oof, good question. I think Detroit Blake Griffin. How are we defining it? I think Blake Griffin might still have mileage on him left. I think he is like literally. But let's walk it back a little bit and talk about how he truly got fucked. Like, Blake Griffin is like the epitome of the broken system in the NBA. Like, he signed a deal in LA after they basically promised him, you are going to retire a Clipper, you are going to live in LA, you are going to be one of our icons, people are going to associate you with the Clippers for the rest of your life.
Coca-Cola, McDonald's, yeah. Burger King, Blake Griffin.
Exactly. And then he said, great, I will commit to this because that is the agreement of our deal. And then he gets traded, I think, less than 9 months later to Detroit, one of the worst teams and one of the worst cities that completely runs counter to his outside interests in the sport.
Well, we don't know. I mean, if he's a weed guy, Detroit, the perfect place. Obviously, you're buying a house for eight grand, and you know what I'm saying? You're growing fucking
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Your basement has
toe knuckles out that
fluorescent
thing.
Lights, yeah. In it. You've got rows and rows of plants.
Yeah.
I don't know
you're
that he's
Bosco
a weed guy,
sticks in that bitch.
Do you think he's a weed guy?
Well, yeah, he's probably a little bit of a weed. He's a weed pen guy. He's a pen guy.
I think he's a liquor guy. I bet he drinks vodka Red Bulls.
Whoa, not now.
I think now. He's a friend,
bro. That's why he ain't on the court. Yo, stop. Yo, get you some shit with no sugar, man.
He might do sugar-free Red Bull.
That makes me sadder for some reason.
Because he's watching his weight with vodka sugar-free Red Bulls.
Yeah. Not his heart palpitations. I'm not watching those.
Yeah. So I think Blake is maybe kind of – I think he still has a productive – couple years ahead of him. I think he's kind of saving himself right now because he knows he's in a shit team and a shit situation. He got fucked over by Steve Ballmer. He shouldn't have shook his hand that one time. You remember when Steve Ballmer tried to shake his hand and he turned around and ran away? Do you remember that?
No.
It was the Pistons, I think, first game back in LA, and Steve Ballmer goes to shake Blake's hand and Blake literally turns and runs into the locker room. During pregame warmups.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. Fuck Steve Ballmer.
He moved to Detroit. So that's all on Ballmer. That's not on the GM. He's probably like, fuck the GM too, I guess.
You know who approves of all decisions? Probably Steve Ballmer.
Definitely, but you know, it's the GM's idea.
Right.
Who was that, Doc? Was that Doc? Did Doc
No,
do that?
Doc kind of had his duties like kind of regressed at that point. It's when Jerry West came in, I think.
Oh, Doc. So Doc had his duties.
Doc is the one that signed Blake to the 5-year max deal. And then Jerry West came in and said, why the fuck did you do that? And then traded him.
Gerald West.
Yeah. So I think Blake, and you know, maybe his knees are washed, but he's also, he's been slowly, like, for years, becoming like more of like a playmaker, point forward kind of guy. I think he's got a couple years of that in him. No?
Back to the Clippers. What's up? How do we get him back home?
That would be hilarious.
Send our man home.
I think Steve Ballmer is still waiting for that handshake. I think it's the moment they connect hands.
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
Lakers, though?
Blake on the Lakers? Blakers? Yeah. Well, I mean, Blakers. We've got to do it just for Blakers, the name.
Or the Blakeland Nets.
I don't know. I don't think. Does he fit on the Nets?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he functions on the Nets. I think that they're already at capacity in terms of ball handling, and he needs the ball.
Non-defensive assets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lakers, I think he fits on. I don't know.
I mean, you got Marc Gasol doing that.
I think I would take Blake over Marc Gasol at this point.
What?
I don't think, I mean, I love Marc Gasol, but I think he's a little more washed than Blake is.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. Lakers, what, 0-2 without AD right now? Maybe 1-2?
I think so, yeah. They lost to the Nets.
And then they lost that little nail biter to the Heat last night.
Yeah.
And the Heat haven't looked good. The Heat haven't looked good as of late.
But you knew Jimmy Butler was not going to let them lose that game last night.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just to talk to Rachel Nichols again. I think Jimmy's plan is win a title and then propose to Rachel Nichols.
I could see that.
Sure.
I think Jimmy's definitely into older women, though.
Like way older.
I think he wants like at least a 15-year age difference.
He's fucking Lisa Gibbons.
Yes, exactly.
Damn, that'd be sick.
Blake and Lisa Gibbons get together.
Well, Blake and Lisa Gibbons.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. I meant Jimmy. Sorry.
Either way, that's pretty sick.
Yeah. Actually, I could see Jimmy and like Leanne Rimes having a thing.
Wow.
Why not?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. How do I breathe without you, Jimmy, right? You remember when who's the Food Network like host who was fucking Drake?
Who?
I think it was Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh shit, for real?
Well, it's like this is some like deep undercover like message board rumor shit, but
that he was fucking the barefoot Contessa?
No. Oh yes. That would be incredible. But no, Giada De Laurentiis, I believe it is. She's like a tiny little white woman with a giant head and blonde hair. But she had gone through some kind of high-profile divorce, and rumors had it that she had been seen entering and exiting hotel rooms with Drake in New York for a period of time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Would you fuck
Drake?
That's
pretty funny to me, is that Drake would fuck a Food Network host. He would. That's up his alley.
I'd fuck somebody from original Iron Chef, Japanese Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Drake's tastes are like, are you a current child star or are you
old boy holding that pepper?
Yeah.
Drake, the only person fucking current child stars and former child stars? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, sure. Let's say that. Yeah.
All right, I'm writing that down.
Yeah. You either have to be a current child star or like a D-list Food Network celebrity. That's Drake's gambit, if you will. Okay.
Drake's gambit, the name of this episode.
Perfect. Alex, you hear that? Drake's gambit.
There it is.
Drake, notable fan of basketball, seen regularly courtside at Toronto Raptors games. Just trying to bring it back to basketball.
Ooh, you know who else plays basketball?
Who?
Allegedly.
Who?
Isaiah Thomas.
Ooh, go on.
Dog, I woke up and looked at Instagram a couple days ago, and I saw IT post a picture of himself in a Team USA jersey.
I saw that as
well. And I thought, and I was like, okay, cute, little throwback Thursday. I feel you. No, turns out my guy is playing in the fucking FIBA America Cup qualifiers. Him, Joe Johnson, and Brandon Bass on this qualifiers team.
I mean, good for them. Who's coaching them at the moment?
No idea.
What are we playing towards here? We're not going to have the Olympics this summer, are we?
No.
Yeah. Like what? Why are we doing this? Why have volunteer basketball right now?
Because the sport and health guys need a tournament too.
Look, I wish nothing but goodness for Isaiah Thomas and Joe Johnson and Brandon Bask and rotten hell. But I don't understand why we should care. Also, I don't have anything against Brandon Bask.
Because, man, he's playing professional basketball, amateur professional basketball. These are the best community college athletes that the North American and Caribbean nations have to offer.
Right. This is the FIBA JUCO championships.
Yes. The best Strayer online hoopers here in one arena.
Do you think does Phoenix online university have like a basketball team?
I'm sure there are some. There's a couple Phoenix online meetup groups that go hoop.
I think this is definitely, I think between me and you and Peter, we could come up with some kind of online university situation. I mean, you can teach. What could you teach?
Teach how to stunt.
Jamel is a professor of stunting and marijuana ethics and. Yeah. I teach screenwriting, so we got that covered. Peter could teach acting. And I think between that, we have a university going. Just got to get accredited. And then we have the Air Buds University basketball team. This is all a scam to form some kind of team to enter in NCAA tournaments.
Ooh, we could probably do NAIA.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take
which
whatever.
Either way is, yeah. Yeah, pretty sweet. I like where your head's at right now.
The movie version of this is that we find a loophole to enter it into March Madness, of course. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, we're the Cinderella team. Look.
Yeah, it's old school meets Glory Road. Nah, hold on.
Yes.
Maybe not one with...
That's perfect. It's old school meets roots. Let's do it.
Ah! Oh, no. Oh, I take it back. I take it back for sure. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I think maybe that's our next endeavor. We get rid of these t-shirts. Go to airbuds.bigcartel.com to get some t-shirts. And once we sell out of all Come the t-shirts, down. We start a college and then have our own basketball team.
Okay, if you enroll in the college, there may also be incentive for a free shirt.
Look, if you enroll in our college, I'll give you one free shirt of all of them. You get three free shirts total.
And then all we got to do is, what? We just got to buy a couple hoops at like Big Five or like Walmart.
Ideally, they all have their own hoops at home to practice on.
Okay, so we all practice on Zoom separately. At the crib.
Yeah. People with hoops at home get recruiting priority. We will offer a hoop if you need it. That's your scholarship. And you got to be 7 feet tall to enroll in our college.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
This is how the movie starts. I'm in.
Hell yeah.
I'm in is like literally the end of Act Two. Now we're on Act Three. Fun and games, baby. Act Four, danger approaches. Act Five, the resolution. But right now, okay. I'm in. Now we.
Which act is it like, nigga, I hate you. Fuck this fucking basketball team. And then like one of us quits like halfway through. Like, you know what I'm saying? We take like a big loss. So that's Act Five.
Yeah, we call that Dark Night of the Soul. I think that's kind of near the end of Act Four.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we blow a game because, you know, I'm smoking meth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then Peter gets upset.
He smokes meth.
Yeah, everybody, it ends with us all smoking meth and quitting.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? Let me try this. Let me see what's so great about this. And then I smoke the meth.
It is just crazy paranoia.
Yeah.
So that's how we break up, because we're all like, what the fuck did you rob? Did you take my fucking?
Yeah.
Why does my wallet look different?
And then top of Act Five, we're all high on meth, and we forgive each other, but we're still high on meth.
Yeah. And then we got to like get together. Oh god damn it, the game. Fuck, dude, we got to play fucking we got to play VMI.
Yeah. It turns out the game was a week ago. We lost a lot of time because of this meth thing.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Woo! This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
What are we talking? This is a podcast about what?
Basketball. Oh, I don't look. Hold on, Banner. Can you just do me a favor? Can you just pull up the 2021 NBA All-Star starters?
Absolutely, I can do that. I mean, I can tell you off the top of my head. Joel Embiid is starting for the East, baby.
That's pretty good. Who else?
Okay, for the East, we got Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, your guy. LeBron, no, I'm sorry, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Joel Embiid.
Yes.
How do you feel?
He's damn right.
How do you feel about Bradley Beal?
I feel fucking great. Him being a starter is my finals. This is my championship.
Yeah.
We did it. Okay? So everybody can fucking suck off. All you guys who want him to play fucking 25 minutes for your favorite championship contender instead of winning a scoring title and shoving it straight up your ass can also now kiss my whole ass.
You heard it here, folks.
Man, kiss fuck Jamel's y'all. Ass. Kiss my fucking ass. The fucking Wizards are undefeated since I started streaming Magnum PI illegally during the games.
Not watching the games, just having...
I watched the game. I have both games on. I have the game on, like, volume six, and then I have Magnum PI volume 100 on the laptop.
Are you playing Street Fighter during this somehow?
No. Okay. Impossible. I have to use the PlayStation to watch the game.
Got it.
What if I could?
You're legally streaming through the PlayStation?
No.
Oh.
Other way.
Got it. Oh, right, you're illegally streaming Magnum PI. Got it. How do you watch NBA games?
I mean, I got the fucking, you know.
You got League Pass? Yeah,
now. I got ESPN. And
I got it.
And
got
my logo and MSP. You know, just I got the logins and the antenna, whatever they throw me. A Saturday game on ABC.
I just straight up went full headfirst into illegal streaming. And Adam Silver, if you're listening to this, come get me, you fucking Selma Hayek after she turned into a vampire and From Dusk Till Dawn looking motherfucker.
Yeah, bitch.
League Pass blows. It is a terrible app. It is a terrible deal for what you get. If you're going to charge me like $300, I want to be able to watch games. That's all I'm saying. So I've dived headfirst into illegal streaming. I will not say the name of my preferred site at the moment because I don't want everyone to go there and blow it up. But yeah.
Is it BearShare?
Fuck. Oh, wait, no, that's my bear porn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, then I'll take it back.
Do you want to know who the West All-Star starters are?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
All right, well, of course, we got team captain LeBron James.
Yeah.
We got Nikola Jokic. We got Kawhi Leonard. We got one Stephen Curry. And then we have Luka Doncic.
Doncicho.
Hola, Doncicho.
For sure. I know. I feel like Luka and Beal are going to end up on the same team together no matter what happens.
Probably. How do you feel about Luka? I mean, Luka getting selected has kind of caused quite a stir on NBA Twitter. Some people feeling he didn't quite deserve to start, particularly over Dame Lillard.
Man. Yeah, I guess. It's a close one. Could have been Dame. Maybe should have been Dame.
I think the argument is that
Dame's team is playing better.
Much better.
Dame's team is better.
Dame's team is better. Dame, I would argue, is having a better year than Luka at the moment.
I mean, look, dude, the metrics is fucked up. And I believe Dame would take this trade of like being a starter as opposed to being on a worse team.
Right. I think so too. Also, I think like if you're really that mad about it, like grow up. Like just grow up. Don't go cursing people out on Twitter.
And I mean, he's getting starter bread. He's the Hulu guy. He's the Adidas guy. Like Harden, the way Harden played himself out, and the media just let him hang himself, and now the media has like turned on him. So Dame is essentially Adidas basketball now too.
Yeah. Has Luka done any kind of national endorsements?
No. He's just a white guy who's nice.
What is the ideal thing? When I look at Luka, I just see like a soft loaf of bread. And I'm like, what bread company can Luka be the spokesman for?
Oh man, it'd be sick if he was the artisano bread guy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it is? What's the bread company that has like a bear and a chef hat as like its mascot? Whoa. Bimbo, right?
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, he reminds you of the Bimbo bear. That's what he looks like. Yeah, just put Luka on Bimbo shit. Bread, man.
Yeah, that'd be fire, bro. Yeah. Luka's face at every like carniceria.
That would be incredible. He speaks Spanish too.
I know. He's probably should. Yeah. Okay, we got it figured out. That's it.
Luka, you gotta get on the Bimbo bread bag. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, look, Dame's gonna get picked. He's gotta be a reserve. Right.
Well, who do you have as your reserves? Typically, I think what is there? 7 spots left. Are there anybody that you think deserves to be on there in particular?
Anthony Davis.
Yep. Although he will probably be injured and need a replacement.
Sure. Dame Jan.
Of course.
I mean, you could kind of throw CJ in there too.
CJ.
But he's been hurt for longer. He's been hurt for longer. So no.
He was playing probably definitely at an all-star level. But you could argue if you're going to put AD on there, why not put CJ on there?
DeJounte Murray?
Maybe. I would probably put DeMar DeRozan over DeJounte Murray.
DeRozan over in?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, same diff.
Yeah. DeRozan's nobody's paying attention to the Spurs right now. They're secretly very good, and DeRozan has been a big factor for them.
Hey, and the thing about the Spurs is the Spurs still got it.
Oh, absolutely.
By which it is COVID.
Yep. How many games got canceled this week for them? Three?
Three. The fourth has also been canceled. I'm about to drop Keldon Johnson. I'm so close to dropping Keldon Johnson. But I just have to hold on. I know I have to hold on, but it's like, these guys are fucking killing me.
Yeah, this whole season has kind of been complete. Like, I'm doing pretty well in two leagues. The Airbuds League that we're in with some of our friends and listeners, yeah. I'm doing terribly, and it's mostly because of postponed games.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't drop some of these guys, but like, also, at what point do I drop them?
Yeah, I don't know what to, because it's like, also there's like, you know, that there's, you know, 500,000 people dead, and then the, you know, and then like, you know, like infrastructure shattering, snowstorms, niggas is going to Cancun, so it's like 1,000 other things, which is why I haven't dropped those guys.
You didn't drop Keldon Johnson because Ted Cruz went to Cancun?
Yeah, it just felt weird. I felt weird at that point.
Right. I guess he is a senator from Texas, so.
I don't even know what part of Texas.
I think Ted Cruz is like out of Houston, right?
Bro.
Who knows? I do think it's going to be hilarious. I predict that out of all the evil, dumb, stupid bullshit things that Ted Cruz has done and enabled and endorsed, the thing that's going to destroy his career is going to Cancun and blaming his daughters for it. Like, this is going to be his, like, Howard Dean scream kind of thing.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad. And it's crazy that the dumbest thing, not the things where he, you know, he, like, was actively participating in people's deaths.
Yeah.
Is, you know what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely. It's like, people are like, well, you know, I looked the other way when he advocated for building a wall to keep out those immigrants, but he really looked like a fucking bitch when he blamed his daughters. So I can't vote for the guy.
Yeah, it's like that's like him going to Cancun with his kids might actually have been some of the best governing he has ever done. Him not being there, I imagine, is at least 60% better than him being there.
Yeah. And it also doesn't look good. The guy that lost to him in the Senate race, Beto O'Rourke, whom I'm on record on this podcast is calling a poser, dork, fucking throw your skateboard in the trash, you fucking preppy loser. But Beto O'Rourke stayed in Texas and did what Ted Cruz should have been doing, which was doing wellness checks on elderly people and raising money for people in need. And then Ted Cruz goes to Cancun and is like, my daughters made me do it. Please don't be mad at me. My daughters needed to go to Cancun.
It's a pitch perfect impression.
Thank you.
Fans should be paying us for stuff like that. Have we talked about Cousins already?
We did talk about Boogie Buzzins briefly up top as it related to coming to the Sixers, but is there other trade scenarios you want to get into?
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I just feel this is so dumb. I just think it's dumb. I think the situation for the team is dumb to do. I think cost of effectiveness, it seems dumb. It seems like you already have a guy who is playable, and he sells jerseys, and you're paying him as close to nothing as you can.
Yeah, I think if you're Houston, it's more valuable right now to have Boogie Cousins on your team than to trade him for what? For nothing? I mean, what he's making $3 million right now? Like, yeah, I don't understand.
And the guy, your guy, keeps getting hurt. Your guy is brittle. He's great, but he's brittle. And
he's peanuts.
Cousins. And so Cousins potentially the perfect backup, a guy who can actually step in and start 25 games for you. And it turns out that's the perfect amount of games for him because he's brittle as hell too.
Right. And also still very good. Like, I don't know. I mean,
him and John Wall is that's a marketable team. That's for the people who have been following basketball, for the guys who have been following Ball is life for 10 plus years. This is a marketable team. This is a team that people want to watch.
It is very marketable. They're fun. John Wall, man, he looks fucking good. I'm sorry to say that, but he looks great.
No, it's fine.
There's been a few games that I've watched where I'm just like, he has not lost a step. Like, he's fully recovered. He's so fast and strong. Still one of the best, like, shot blocking guards in the game. Like,
he's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
And he's still throwing assists.
Yeah, man. He looks good. Him and Boogie are fun. They're best friends, and I love to watch them have fun. They are both incredibly cute, handsome men that smile a lot, and I like to see them happy. I think taking Boogie away from John Wall will make them unhappy.
I just don't understand how this business is good business. They always say it's a business. I just need to see. Like, and they're going to get nothing. They're going to let him walk for free.
Right. It's like almost like just sign him to a big 1-year deal and then trade him if you want. Like, Boogie Cousins is more valuable than his $3 million deal. So you're going to trade Boogie Cousins for what? Like a second round draft pick and like a scrub on a team? Like, what are you going to get back for $3 million?
And I mean, I guess it's like, obviously it's sick if you want to see Boogie win a ring. Sure.
Right, but he's not going to get traded. I mean, didn't he technically win a ring with the Lakers?
Yeah.
So he's got a ring.
It'd be nuts if he got back to back to back.
Then yeah, let's trade him to the Sixers. They can have Matisse Thybulle. Actually, no, okay. I don't want to trade Matisse. Matisse has actually become one of our best lockdown defenders, especially when Ben Simmons sits. Let's get rid of Korkmaz.
Wow. Boogie for Korkmaz is criminal.
You think?
That's war crime.
You think Morey is getting away with too much on that?
Listen.
We can throw a pick in there. Sixers can throw a pick in.
How do we turn the Timberwolves into a team of all big men? Drummond, Kevin Love,
Boogie,
Towns, Boogie.
And you know what? This is Marco Rubio else. Just for fun.
Yeah, Marco Rubio, the governor.
Yeah, the forever. Yeah. Wait, did I say Marco Rubio?
Yes, you said Marco Rubio.
Yes, Marco Rubio. Hello, Marco. I meant Ricky Rubio. I think let's get Ricky Rubio and a team of trees around him.
I mean, why not? It's the closest team to where this is possible, and I think they should do it, man.
Who would your your starting five for the all terrible Republican basketball team? Who would they be? Would Marco Rubio make it?
Probably.
He seems like he might be athletic.
Seems like he'd be athletic. I'm sure he's terrible at basketball, but we just need somebody to get some rebounds.
Who's that fucking dork who he was senator and he like did the photo shoot where he was like lifting weights?
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the dude with he had a hooker thing. He does a little it's your man. What's his face? Wasn't he like speaking in the House?
Paul Ryan, that's him. That's the name. Yeah. Paul Ryan, I feel like would actually probably play point guard on the all despicable Republican team.
Yeah, fake ass Bobby Hurley.
Yeah. Wasn't Bill Bradley like a Republican politician?
I think he's a Democrat, but I think Democrats are Republicans if you're talking about the 80s and the 90s.
Well, and today.
And now. But also then.
Democratic senator from New Jersey. Yeah, so he was a Democrat. You're right. Well, anyways, yeah.
But I mean, dude, if you voted for three strikes, you're a Republican to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think everyone
You know who's
that.
A Republican right now? Our president. The Democratic president is a Republican.
Yeah, I'm really glad. I'm glad that we got to some shit like this when Peter right. was gone.
We don't have the fucking DNC show to walk us back.
Yeah.
You hear that, Peter?
Yeah, when Peter's doing a version of Air Buds for fucking Peacock Media next year.
Right, and we're replaced with two of the guys from Pod Save America.
I'm for sure blaming you, but I...
this is the fun bit where we just... Peter moved to Massachusetts, and now he's like a centrist Democrat to us.
Yeah. Duh, he just loves the Kennedys. He's got like Kennedy memorabilia at the crib for some reason.
Okay, so Blake Griffin essentially seeded, put on ice by the Pistons until they can find a suitable trade. Andre Drummond, the same thing. I saw you had Drummond in our outline here. Do you have any deals for Andre Drummond, or is it more likely that he will get bought out and then sign a minimum somewhere?
I hope he gets bought out. I mean, any way for us to snatch him up. It's so weird how, like, time and, like, no evidence of things changing, but you still feel like, okay, here's what I'm trying to say. The Wizards have been some shit. And I have said Andre Drummond could fix this for years. Thomas Bryant gets hurt and essentially saves our season.
The team has been markedly better since Thomas Bryant got hurt.
And you could probably say Russ seeming more healthy, maybe we would have trended up with him anyway, but just the way he was playing, I don't know. It seems like it just makes more sense with like a little more traditional big who's not trying to score on the perimeter helps.
Can I ask you a question about Russ real quick? If the Wizards had 5 or 6 more wins in the win column, is Russ an all-star reserve?
Yes.
He's, once again, almost averaging a triple-double. He put up a ridiculous triple-double recently of like 19, 15, and 15 or something.
And he would get it. He would get it because the coaches aren't going to give it to like LaMelo and Kemba hasn't been around. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he would.
Yeah. I think Russ and Tobias Harris are kind of the two prototypical like guys that the coach would put in on the reserves. Like I feel like it might be either one of those. I know Russ is not getting a lot of all-star buzz on all the NBA media podcasts, but he should be getting it just as much as some of these other guys. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to derail us about Russ. Andre Drummond can fix the Wizards.
Right. So this is what I think, but now we finally get some dubs, and I'm like, fuck it. We don't even need – it's fine. Robin Lopez can look like fucking Goof Troop and it's fine. So now I'm like, does Drummond coming fuck up the thing? I'm like, no, absolutely not. It would be sick. It'd be sick and it's fine. Thomas Bryant, you come back next year and do whatever the fuck you want off the bench.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't very good when he was on, right?
He was, it's like, he just young, just like not like, consistent will give you like we'll hit like 5 threes in a game and then the next game go 0 for 8, not even try to go in the paint, looking crazy.
So as long as I've known you, you've talked about players on the Wizards, you've always kind of talked about them like they're your friend who like can't help but like they keep going back to jail or rehab or something. You're just kind of like always like John and Brad are going to get it together eventually, man. Like they got so much potential. They're just going through some shit. Thomas Bryant is the only Wizard that I think I've ever like heard you be like, I hate this motherfucker.
You know, what's crazy. Cause I've actually dapped him up and been like, hey, you all right, dude? And every day I come on the show and I'm like, you suck. It's just not, it's not that he sucks. He's just like a little kid, dude. He's not a starter. He's 22. He's a fucking power forward, man.
Yeah.
He's not a center. It's just so. It's just looks. It's just that's what it is.
Thomas Bryant, if you're listening, Jamel is sorry for saying he hates you all the time.
Yeah,
come on the podcast. Let's talk about.
Yeah, I'm sorry about. Yeah, no, for sure, I am sorry about that because it's not. That's not just the way the team had committed to you. It was just a little early for stuff like that. That's all I thought.
I agree.
Okay, and I was being, you know, I was hyperbolizing.
On that note, is there anything else we want to talk about?
I don't know.
Same.
Drummond anywhere. They say Toronto, huh?
I think, well, let's talk about Toronto for a minute. I was looking at standings recently, and I think Toronto is the best team with a bad record. Like, I think their talent and capability and ceiling does not reflect in their record. Do you think Toronto has the ability to kind of shoot up the standings before the end of the season?
Definitely. For sure.
Yeah, I think they have been improving
they
recently.
They beat us by like 50. What's that? Yeah, they beat us by like 50.
Siakam, and I still believe in Siakam and Kyle Lowry. What do you think about these Kyle Lowry trade rumors, huh?
I mean, I guess. I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like you should do that. If Fred VanVleet is your starter, then you're fine.
Yeah, I think Kyle Lowry is still very good. He's still taking charges and using his giant butt in ways that other people can't.
I mean, if the Lakers find a way to get him, great.
I mean, I think the only trade I would love that ends in Kyle Lowry leaving Toronto is him landing in Philly somehow.
I mean, obviously, that's...
That would be, A, it's where he belongs spiritually. B, he kind of...
Yeah.
He kind of completes the Sixers and makes them, like, the team to beat.
I mean, you guys' backcourt, ass-wise...
Huge.
Immediately number one backcourt asses.
Juicy. Succulent.
Yo, backcourt asses...
I'm pretty sure I cranked it to that on like Uh-oh. BET Uncut in like 2002.
Yeah, it was either booty talk or backcourt asses.
But yeah, I'm rooting for the Raptors. I hope we talk more about the Raptors. I think they're a fun team to watch when they're good. Siakam is gonna.
Yeah, they had a couple bad weeks, but they're back.
All right. Anything else to talk about? Anything you want to plug, Jamel?
Oh, this Saturday, if you're in L.A., the triumphant return of Fat Riley's.
Ooh, at the Los Feliz Flea Market?
Los Feliz Flea Market. We are back!
Fat Riley's, of course. Jamel's thrift store for Husky Boys. Was that accurate to say? Yeah.
Yes. This is Husky, big and tall sportswear, and more. I bought multiple Jets jerseys this weekend. If you're looking for a Geno Smith jersey, I got it.
That's at the Los Feliz Flea Market this Saturday. If you're in LA, come by. Only if you're wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah, for sure. Double up if you can. But double up if your head is the right size. I have a hard time wearing two, but there's certain...
Do you have a good mask recommendation for people with giant heads? Because I've been struggling lately.
Well, I like the Foco sport team masks aren't bad.
Hmm. I'll look into it.
They fit. And they're cheap now. If you look on Fanatics, a lot of the sport team, 3 packs of sport team masks are $6.
I just don't want to wear a logo on my face.
I mean, I understand. You got different principles. Everything I wear has a logo on it.
I got a logo right. I got an N1 shirt on right now. I want the logo to be right, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to wear the logo of like the Sixers, which is like, you know, the team governors are all Trump supporters and shit. Go to airbuds.bigcartel.com, buy our shirts. Hey, maybe Jamel could sell some shirts at Fat Rallies next weekend.
The shirts will be at the stand for an exclusive price.
I'm going to be on Dunktown this week, so keep your ears out for that. time. Ooh, 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 ooh. Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.